see improvements today? Like what you saw today compared to yesterday?
Vast improvements today. They played faster, as expected, once they get their feet under and gain a better understanding of what we're trying to accomplish, both from a philosophical perspective and also from a schematic perspective. We expect them to be better than they were.
Some of those DBs out there got a good crew of recruits.
Yeah,
taking away time and space.
Yeah, they're doing a good job, but also have to be, as a coach, very very objective in understanding a lot of junior receivers were running some of the routes. A lot of people didn't understand the space and where it was supposed to be, but they made the plays when the plays presented themselves. Sometimes in a game, you get good fortunes like that, and you have to capitalize. So credit to them for making the play, but we have to be objective that some routes were ran correctly.
Ryan King, local kid, specialization. What do you look from him? And he seems like a pretty bright kid, too.
Yes. Right now, he's our replacement in terms of the long snap position. And we're going to look to make certain we do our due diligence with him and get him prepped for game time. He's the guy going into this, and we expect that we won't lose too much with Taylor. Taylor has worked very closely with Ryan to make certain that the transition went smoothly, and we're expecting that Ryan will perform very well.
How closely will you watch the video from today's and yesterday's and tomorrow's practices?
Very closely. Because the thing is that we take one position group like the receiving core. Our veteran guys coming in, we have two deep in all those positions with the veterans alone. So most of these rookies are going to be the third deep guys. So our evaluation of them are going to be a lesson in terms of the number of reps they're going to get starting on Sunday. So we have to be very analytical in terms of watching the film and making certain that those guys are able to get reps and where they fit in terms of position, whether or not they're inside guys or they're outside guys.
First chance to see the helmet cam videos. How did it look to you?
You know, for us, it was very good for us. We were a little shaky. The quarterbacks were a little shaky at the beginning, but it's an absolutely wonderful coaching viewpoint for us. And also, the quarterbacks had an opportunity to score and sit and watch it. That's why we brought it out again, because we found a lot of good information from them.
What are you looking for when you watch that video?
Of the players?
Of the helmet camp.
No, I'm looking for what the quarterback is saying and what delivery they make. Like today, we had a couple instances where the decision were correct, but they were just a little bit late with it. And when you follow the eyes, if you trust your eyes and you see what you see, and believe what you see, 9 times out of 10, you should make the right decision. And a couple of times yesterday, they were a little bit hesitant. And we can say, hey, you saw it, pull a trick. Again, that happened today. You would be able to say it again. And a couple of interceptions happened because they were late with the throws.
Yeah, Jeremiah said that he noticed, I don't know if he's watched any of this video or watched this morning, that sometimes the ball's going and the camera's looking at the different plays.
Exactly. And that's not good. Just like the reporter asked Isaiah why he went on his back end when he went on his forehand. Just kidding.
What, whose idea was the helmet cam? Is that something that comes from down south, or is that something?
When Ed Herman and I went down and visited a couple of universities, we saw that inside, and we started asking questions about it, and it's something I've always been intrigued by. I think technology allows us to be better coaches, and it's something that I hope that we can use. We don't have a lot of the resources that the NFL and collegiate teams have, but where we feel it's applicable, we need to make prudent decisions, and I think our club is willing to do that.
How'd you get your coaches to do push-ups? What was that all about?
Competition. When we get in the red zone, our efficiency was the third best in the league last year. We need to be the best. The Hamilton Tiger-Cats were the best red zone efficient team. We need to be the best efficient team in the red zone. When you get in the red zone and you're selling for 3 points, you can put yourself in a difficult situation. It doesn't close games out. It doesn't put you back in any football games. So the emphasis is made, and since we've gotten here last year, it's always been capitalizing once you get the ball in the scoring position. And so when the coaches feel the stress, I think it'd make us better at it.
We've got a crazy old fellow at running back. Talk about John Goble. What you see from
him? I'm very happy with him coming back at about 220, 225 pounds. Obviously, we're coming back to replace Jerome. John was brought in because he was a good-sized back, converted receiver, some very good hands, understand the passing game exceptionally well. So what I see right now is he's catching the ball very well. Obviously, we can't get a beat on his ability to run with the ball yet, but his passing acumen is pretty good.
Corey Ross will be here on Sunday?
Yes, we expect him to be here. I have finals in terms of graduation, so hopefully he can complete those finals tomorrow and we can get him on a flight for Saturday.
You have a veteran guy, maybe not a veteran, but somebody like Lee Robinson who's been around a little bit, you've got him as rookie captain. Is the expectation a little higher?
Yes, We expect him because he spent a few weeks here with us to understand our philosophy, to make certain that the guys are running to the ball and we're playing with speed, and to be one of those guys that educate the guys on how we handle things in terms of a coach, what kind of environment we want. We don't want to tax him in terms of making him the per se leader, but we want to make certain that he's a guy that's about team and about building a team and being a guy that gives direction and understand the competition is also about helping the guy that's competing against you, and Lee's done that to date. We hope that continue. Unfortunately, we learned that he's not a defensive back. One-on-ones is definitely not his thing.
He's in a bit of a tough spot there with Joyce Williams, Marcus Howard playing in front of him. Can you just talk about that? Do you see his role changing this year?
And Rashad Gentry. A guy like Lee Robinson has absolutely a role on this team. If he proves that he can make it through training camp and show that he is improved based on what we saw last year, there's a role for a young man like that because he can play in the linebacking core as well as the defensive line, as well as be a key special teams contributor. We're not going to ask Marcus Howard and those guys who are pass rush specialists to be key special teams contributors. So Lee Robinson, who can be a rotational guy, can also be a top performer on special teams. So there's definitely a role for him.
What last day of rookie camp tomorrow? Anything special you need to see? You want to see accomplished tomorrow? Or?
Yes, less mistakes by the guys, more alacrity. Guys playing with more speed and more sense of urgency. No drop passes. Defensive backs making the right read and getting to the football. Quarterbacks making the right decision. The Christmas has to be there. There are probably going to be some decision made on some players tomorrow, based on these 3 days. So we're looking for guys who are going to be able to handle the progress, and if they can't show that they've progressed, may make a decision to part ways.
And for a lot of them, I imagine they're going to see a big difference in the competition level come Sunday when they're playing against the Vets.
And that's absolutely the case, Morley. They have to be fully apprised on what's going to happen on Sunday. The reps are probably going to decline. They're probably not going to be playing in the positions that they're going to be that they were playing in a rookie camp. How well do they grasp the concept? Because the veteran guy is going to come in and they're going to understand the language and the concepts. They're going to understand the dimensions of the field. They're going to understand all the nuances that they had 3 days to get adjusted to. And that if they can't prove that they've gotten adjusted, they're probably going to be left behind a bit in training camp. Thanks, guys.